This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, let's see if we can't figure out what you are, my little
giant 400-pound maggot down the stairs, just slithering in. Pus dripping out of it, smell of rotting dead children in his belly. There's the big giant pus worm. Come to save its baby. Baby's bleeding. Baby broke its leg when baby fell down in the dark. And so, we're getting our bearings. The light's coming back in our eyes. We weigh about 85 pounds, but you know what? We're fighting for our lives. Here comes that big worm. And what are we going to do to that big, giant, stinking worm?
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
I've studied their attack profile and what they're doing at every angle to bring down civilization, cutting off the energy, dissolving the borders, creating race war. Their next moves will be cyber attacks and power outages.
Globalists are going to cut our power off and say the Russians did it. It might be, hackers took down a part of the power grid. How many times have I said they're going to blow the power grid up and say Trump supporters did it?
Well, tonight, the nation's intelligence agencies are warning of cyber threats from Russia and are urging U.S. critical infrastructure defenses to be reinforced.
Homeland Security is warning of a potential troubling escalation in tactics from right-wing extremists.
It wouldn't take much to throw the entire country into darkness.
We've seen the FBI say the number one terror threat is domestic right-wingers.
Specifically those who advocated for the superiority of the white race.
They've now defined it as fascism if you support President Trump.
What do you mean by semi-fascism?
You know what I mean.
Fascist pro-Trump paramilitary groups.
And then now we start seeing headlines at the top of Drudge yesterday. You know, imminent. Trump's calling for violence. Trump's calling for insurrection. January 6, 2.0.
Threats of violence from homegrown extremists are growing in the wake of the insurrectionist attack on the Capitol January 6th.
And if you look at all the pre-programming data points that are there, they're hyping this up.
The grid is a sprawling target. There are actually three in the U.S., the Eastern, Western, and Texas has its own. Should a transformer explode, the system is designed to trigger a localized grid-preserving blackout. But if several sections of the grid go down at the same time, the shutdowns can cascade like dominoes.
There's very few number of substations you need to take out in the entire United States to knock out the entire grid.
Pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack. The COVID-19 crisis would be seen as a small disturbance in comparison.
Growing concerns over white supremacy in America as President Biden issues this new warning about the threat that it poses.
The most dangerous terrorist threat to our homeland is white supremacy.
This is not going to be the end of MAGA terrorism. This will only be the beginning.
When you have U.S. senators in both parties saying we may need to go ahead and nuke Russia first, and the Russians are aware that's almost happened before, what do you think that makes the Russians do? Well, it makes them go into war mode. So I don't like them invading Ukraine. I don't like him putting his nuclear forces on maximum alert. Only one level above that on their DEFCON, just like our system, and that's fire the weapons. And so now we have Democrats all over the news saying, let's just use nuclear weapons on Russia. Think of their ignorance. Russia has hundreds of submarines off our coast with sea-launched missiles that would vaporize our cities within 5 minutes on average of being launched. Sea-launched cruise missiles that fly at Mach 5. Land launch system they can also launch from ships that are at Mach 9 and cannot be shot down. And yes, the United States has those too. That's a Pentagon lie that Russia developed systems that we don't have. It's on record the U.S. has those systems. The point is it's called mutually assured destruction or MAD for a reason, because anyone that would violate the MAD doctrine is insane. And you know, I'm on the side of not having a nuclear war.
especially when Russia's not starting a fight with us, and especially after we just heard for years that everything happening in this country is run by Russia, when that was all a giant lie. The globalists are the outside evil force.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
To an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, he's an incredible investigative journalist, and we're going to have him in here at 1 o'clock, but I'm going to get him in early so we have more time with him. Coming up in about 25 minutes, the bottom of the hour, Anthony Rubin of Muckraker.com. And man, the footage he's got embedded in Central America and southern North America, Mexico, is insane. And that just ties into all the rest of the open border news we've got. We're going to be covering it in great detail here today. But we have WEF meetings in January and new WEF meetings going on now, and COPE or COP28, where they say imminent cyber attacks, MAGA is going to work with Russia to take out the power during the election. Why the hell will we do that? We're way in the lead. As if Trump supporters, the average conservative person's out doing this, they're desperate, and Biden's threatening nuclear war and troops in Ukraine, which is already happening, but officially, if we don't give them unlimited money to keep fighting the Russians. Remember, Kennedy kept us from going to war with the Russians. This is insane. And the weapons that are around now versus the 1960s are hundreds of times worse. I mean, it's just... Even for me, knowing how crazy the New World Order is, the globalists are, it is hard to sit here and look at this news and realize that we're actually living in this. But they want power. They've got bunkers. We don't. Big enough crisis knocks out the power, knocks out communications. Well, that'll defeat our political movement to take the country back and establish peace and justice and freedom. Not some utopia, but we'll certainly not try to be evil on purpose. So we are at a very important inflection point. Let me give you an example here, because I got a bunch of these clips I want to get to right now. Obama produced a dystopian movie foretells nightmare future after cyber attack collapse of civilization. The name of the show is Leaving the World Behind. And I'll play you the trailer, and it's a series, or I guess they're saying they're making it into a series, but they've dropped the first movie where Obama sits there and makes the money off of it while he lives at sea level and tells us, you know, a decade ago that it would be flooded by now. It's all lies. But here's a short clip where, well, during the collapse, the one group you can't trust is the white people. So, again, this is the CIA, the establishment, trying to create total division. Here it is.
I'm asking for you to remember that if the world falls apart, trust should not be doled out easily to anyone, especially white people. Even Mom would agree with me on that.
I want to play a clip of Dom Lucrey again. He was on this yesterday where he points this out in a moment. But play that clip. I mean, this is what it's filled with. Oh, society's collapsing. Don't trust the white people. What? Imagine if they said, society's collapsing. Don't trust the black people, or don't trust the Jews, or don't trust the Muslims. This is insane, ladies and gentlemen. This is the establishment doing this to divide us. It's so illegal. It's so deceptive. It's so criminal. Here it is again.
I'm asking for you to remember that if the world falls apart, trust should not be doled out easily to anyone, especially white people. Even Mom would agree with me on that.
Especially the white people. That's the mouth of BlackRock and the New World Order and the people running the lithium slave mines in Africa. I mean, that's so white people watch that and start hating black people. And it's working. Before I get to the cyber attack stuff, I played it yesterday, but here's Dom breaking it down.
Everything that Democrats are doing to white Americans, they tested on the black community first. They destroyed our economy with riots and fire. They destroyed our birth control rates with policy. They destroyed our monuments under the disguise of political correctness. They influenced our youth to embrace homosexuality through music. They influenced our youth to rebel through music. They refused to give us representation in Hollywood. They told us we weren't victims. They forced vaccines on us. And they called us conspiracy theorists when we said no. What's even worse, they changed our nationality through the Census Bureau more than four times. They assassinated our real leaders and left us with controlled opposition, such as Al Sharpton. They changed the color of our historical figures and ignored our outcry. They told the entire nation that we were a problem because we were black. Same thing they're doing with whites today. Yes, it's a cold, hard truth. The Democrats mastered the ability to control a race, and now they are doing the same thing to white Americans. This is where it truly gets worse. Every black is aware that this happened to us. Most of us will embrace the new propaganda, and white Americans will view it as ignorant and racist the same way we did to white Americans in the past. So when Netflix replaced every white actor with a black one, the black community will view it as finally being represented and not notice that every white person was taken out. White America will notice the replacement and will rightfully speak out, but black Americans will only see the outcry. They will think that white Americans don't want them to have anything. We are living in the most powerful psyop of all time. The only reason that history repeats is because they remove it.
I'm asking for you to remember that if the world falls apart, trust should not be doled out easily to anyone, especially white people. Even Mom would agree with me on that.
I mean, it's so obvious, it's so ridiculous. Hollywood is the enemy of the people. I mean, I don't care your neighbors are black or white or whatever color they are. You better be friends with them and have a plan when stuff starts collapsing. Oh, no. When the power goes off, don't trust the white people. What the hell? And the white people are going to see that, and it's going to mean they're not going to help you, and you're not going to help them, so we can't help each other, see? When they shut all the power off, which they're saying they're getting ready to do, they don't want us to trust each other and work together. They want race riots during it. An angrier world that Klaus Schwab talked about. This is so transparent. This isn't even 2 plus 2 equals 4. This is just look at the number 1 and say it's 1, or the number 10 and say it's 10. I mean, look at a blue sky, it's a blue sky. I mean, this is so ridiculous. And the globalists are like, well, you're dumb. That's why you deserve to die. Watch, the public's about to follow this. But I've had the globalists try to recruit me many times in their off-record meetings. They're like, you know, the public's really dumb. You can't save them. Just go ahead and join us. But I'm not betting against humanity. Yeah, extremist attacks on U.S. power grids are increasing in election season are usually a popular time for them, experts say. So we're going to win the election as Team Humanity. They say we're going to blow up the power grid. Or shut it off with a cyber attack. Obama-produced film sparks controversy over cautioning against whites. Imagine if you tuned into a Netflix show and they said, if stuff collapses, don't trust the blacks. I'd be like, what the hell? You're going to just lump all black people together like they're bad because what color they are? What is this? It's like Hitler stuff. Oh, but it's white people, so it's okay. You know, I saw a clip here of Dr. Phil, and again, he's pro-Israel. I'm not anti-Israel, but he does this whole really powerful six-minute video But he says, they're saying kill all the Jews at Harvard. Imagine, you know, if they said kill the blacks or kill, but he never says kill the whites, because see, that's okay. And that's blowback from the left teaching that all whites are bad. Well, I mean, what did the leftist Jews think was going to happen? You're getting a big dose of your own medicine there. So here's the trailer from Leaving the World Behind. And by the way, Elon Musk pointed that out. He got demonized anti-Semitic. No, the left is dealing in race-based politics. And I think when Hitler did it, it was dangerous and bad. I think when they did it, it's dangerous and bad. And you know it is. And they're the ones doing it. Every corporate spokesperson is black. That's not empowering black people. That is to totally freak everybody out. And now the video has been released by Project Veritas of the CEO of IBM. They literally put Hitler in power. You look it up. Saying, we need to get rid of the white people and we got to follow the ESGs of BlackRock. Now, that's meant to piss white people off, folks. This is all a deliberate divide and conquer ahead of them taking us all down. They're not going to be reparations paid to anybody.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pauti Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric,
communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
See your family in the States. And these facilities are hundreds of miles away from even small towns, most of them. Not the ones in Hawaii, but they've got staging areas there. And they got underground bases, everything, military bases. And they're going to go underground, turn the power off, cyber attack everything. And then they got a movie where when it goes down, the white people and black people all kill each other. I mean, you can't make this stuff up, man. They've had unlimited money underground. I don't mean literally underground, but through the black ops to fund all this stuff and to build their literal underground systems. Klaus Schwab and his cyber attack and his angrier world. Here's a clip of this James Bond villain.
Published the COVID-19 risks outlook. The third greatest concern for companies surveyed is the increase of cyber attacks. We all know, but still pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring to a complete halt to the power supply, transportation, hospital services, our society as a whole. The COVID-19 crisis would be seen in this respect as a small disturbance in comparison.
And what do you do when the power goes off or the internet stops working? Well, according to them, if you're white, you kill black people. If you're black, you kill white people. That'll fix things. And they had this incubating and ready. Now they're rolling it out, ladies and gentlemen. No, my enemy is not black people. My enemy is not Hispanic people or white people or anybody else. My enemy is Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and King Charles and the New World Order. They're getting ready for nuclear war with Russia. They're going to need an excuse to shut everything off ahead of time. And they're strongly considering doing it. And once you can't communicate, it won't matter if you know this information, they think. Because everybody's pre-programmed with all the race division to start killing each other when the resources get cut off. Figured it out yet? And we're days, weeks, months away from this. They are really, right before they released COVID, they were like, Trump will be challenged by a virus, disease X, we're getting ready for it, it'll bring in the world government. They were telling you, that's how I went on air and said, this is imminent. You know those videos have hundreds of millions of views of me saying that. Because Bill Jones is one of them, or he's got a crystal ball. No, you see them preparing it now. You see it going down now. No, my problem is not my black neighbors or my white neighbors. My problem is the New World Order. And I hope you record this. I hope you save it because you won't get it once everything goes offline. Hope you got some solar panels. But I want the globalists to know, with their bases in northern Canada, their bases in Tasmania, their bases in Kauai, their bases in Switzerland, their bases in Wyoming and Montana, their bases all over the place, they're big mega yachts. You know, Larry Page won't even come to the U.S. anymore. He stays on mega yachts in private islands in the South Pacific. I mean, I've been in big meetings with Bilderberg Group members asking me, where do you think we ought to go? We got bases here and there. What do you think? You know, I didn't just say that, right? Like, I don't just say this stuff. I was in a 2.5 hour conversation with Elon Musk Sunday, and it's now got like 20 million views, just the main video, not to mention the hundreds of millions of views of the clips. And he's like, yeah, no, they want to kill everybody, shut everything off. How do we stop them? I mean, whether you think he's good or bad, he's saying that and saying we should stop it. This is beyond insanity, beyond madness. And I believe cooler heads can prevail. And this is so compartmentalized, 99.9999% of people, even in the government, don't even know about this. And if the globalists think having a robot helicopter, and you know for 20 years all the planes are already, even the small ones, are already robot run. You don't need pilots. They just put the course in, take the plane off. But stuff's still going to break. There's still going to be problems. And these globalists have built these underground bases. They built tombs for themselves. And if I know all about Mark Zuckerberg's combat robots, which I don't just know about it, I've been shown it. And don't you know the locals that built all that there in Kauai? You know what they're planning to do once the lights go off, Zuckerberg? Oh, your robot might take out the first 100 people to come. You just built yourself a mausoleum. And I'm not threatening you. I'm just saying, stop it. You're going to be like Hitler in Berlin in 1945. Knock it off. Your plan is public. Don't do it. Stop. And I won't even call my feeling fear. I am more disgusted. I am more disgusted because I've not spent time getting ready. I've been spending time trying to stop this. That's the best defense is an offense. But man, I guarantee you this. Mark this down, put on your refrigerator door like George Strait says. Write this down. We're going to, not me, I'll be, this stuff all starts, they're going to take me on pretty quick. That's okay, I already did my job. I already raised the alarm. But you're going to get it. And everybody's going to know you did it. Everybody's going to know you megalomaniac death cult lunatics did this. I know a lot of you just think it's so exciting and fun, you can't help it. But a lot of you are compartmentalized to the next level. I mean, you're right at the top level, but not, you know, fully. And you know this is going on. It's leaked to you. You know what's happening. I mean, are you really going to try to take Hitler to the 1,000th level? I mean, are you really going to pull this crap off? We're going to go to break. We can back this off easily. I think we will. I see a lot of good signs. I don't have any globalists funding me, any big money funding me. I'm funded by you. Plus, Christmas is here. You need supplements that empower your immune system right now. You have so many great products at InfoWarsStore.com, like X2, Turbo Force back in stock. I'm told Winter Sun, highest quality vitamin D3, finally came back in stock. Best you're going to get. InfoWarsStore.com, store-wide free shipping, double pantry points. Please be part of the sale. Keep us on air. Get a copy of my book, The Great Awakening. Signed or unsigned, InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. We have colloidal silver, 30 parts per million. A top brand we private label, a topical or internal, antiviral, antibacterial, so good. Silver Bullet, InfoWarsStore.com, Down and Out Sleep Support. These are really top flight products. Our information is the best. It really is. So we're not naive. We stay focused. They're all there at InfoWarsStore.com. Get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt. I'm telling you how grave it is. They want to tell you it's all grave, that it's your fault, so you just give up. No, we're telling you how grave it is to know we can beat this and stop it. But I need your support, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones, big investigative journalist from the front lines of the collapsing borders, joins us when we come back. Stay with us. Never forget that the answer to 1984 is 1776. We've come a long way in the fight against tyranny, and it's been listeners and viewers like you that have kept us on air. That's why we bring you the very best products, so you love them, so you enjoy them, as you come back and get them again and again, so we can stay on the air in the fight against the globalists, because it's viewers like you that keep this operation on air. And here we are, another Christmas is here, being the biggest sale of the year, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off, store-wide, my new book, The Great Awakening. anything, get a signed or unsigned copy. It's all there. X2, finally back in stock. Turbo Force, finally back in stock. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. I want to thank you all for your support. We're in this fight together. I will encourage you now to get store-wide-free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off on all the great products at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWarsStore.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Those who do not want us to speak.
Let me think.
Even now, orders are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way.
It's Chancellor Sutler.
Damn it! Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words are for the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth.
But
the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance, coercing your conformity and selecting your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems.
conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic, you turned to the now High Chancellor Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
Is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
Mad Max Thunderdome. This guy is like, they're coming from Guatemala. They're coming from Mexico. There's a liberal mob that's coming.
You want a Trump? You want a Trump?
Oh, yeah!
Support the president. You ain't supporting
Muslims. And you would think everybody in the country is just like to the bunker.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. All right, the country's being gutted, our dollar's being destroyed, our borders are being dissolved, and I've been wanting to get Anthony Ribbon on for a long time. I've seen him as a guest on some of the other shows, but I tell you, people like Michael Yon is an incredible investigative journalist. Just really admire his work, so do I. He's a journalist, reports on illegal immigration, human smuggling, and issues affecting the border. Muckraker.com on X, Real Muckraker on YouTube, Real Muckraker. And congratulations, Anthony. You've been kidnapped. You've been ever. I mean, we watch every day you on the trains, the beast coming in, as they call it. Got a bunch of clips here to go over with you. We have Mayorkas suddenly saying, oh, the border is broken and terrorists are about to head us. The FBI director and now Democrat documents have come out of New York plan to have illegal aliens vote. I mean, it is getting crazy in this master plan to break our border. And I think we have no memory. Now suddenly Democrats have pivoted from saying the border's great. Mayorkas a month ago got a standing ovation at an event. They said it's totally wonderful. Now they're like, oh, God, it is terrible. Terrorists are about to hit. Great to have you here.
Thank you so much.
You got a lot of clips to get to, a lot to cover. We're going to have you here for at least about an hour and 15, 20 minutes, and I'll hit some final news before I hand the baton to the next show in the war room. Wow. Tell people, a lot of folks know who you are, but with your experiences, what you got into this, what you're witnessing, I follow your reporting, I'm not putting words in your mouth, the exponential increase in the illegal alien flow, the UN organizing it, the CHICOMs, I mean, it's just incredible.
Sure. I mean, I'm just going to get, you know, we have limited time. I'm going to give everybody just the high-level bird's-eye view, and then we could dive in and talk about the whole illegal alien trail. And what I will say is, you know, we got about an hour and 15 minutes. I believe if we're able to do this properly, that the audience, anybody watching this, you're probably going to walk away knowing more about this illegal alien mass migration pipeline, that I call it, than any sitting congressman or senator. I mean, these people know nothing. These are just sock puppets. They don't know what the hell they're talking about. I've seen the whole thing. We're going to go over it. But what you're witnessing is an invasion of our sovereign republic, of our United States of America. You know, you look at the definition of an invasion. It's an incursion of a large group of people into a sphere of activity. And that's exactly what's going on. It fits the definition of an invasion.
And you're
going
to break down what's happening, who's behind it. And I would describe it as the mouth is chewing all these people up, UN run, and they crap it out on us. You've been up and down like a probe inside the intestines.
Correct. And what I do want to say, just so we could kind of just like set the stage before we go into this, I mean, we are literally living in pre-genocide days. What you just covered beforehand, I'm glad that you did that, where you see all this demonization of white people, all this race hatred, and then now what's happening is you are importing a desperate third world underclass that are going to be controlled and can be weaponized and will be weaponized against us. And that's what's going on. And so, like I said, I've seen the whole pipeline. So, I mean, let's get into it. I went from Quito, Ecuador. Basically, my story is I went from Quito, Ecuador.
Yeah, but who you are. Start with what got you interested in. Now you've just been totally kicking ass. Like, more news is coming out of you and a few of your friends than anybody else.
Sure. So, I mean, I'm Anthony Rubin, founder of Muckraker.com. I started it because I am a pissed off American. I don't like tyranny. I don't like bullies. And tyrants are bullies. And that's all I could say. That's why I started this. And, you know, it was during COVID-19 when we were being locked down and controlled by these maniacs. I was thinking, you know, what can I do? Because I'm not just going to sit here helplessly and just let these people control my life. I didn't have millions of dollars to run for office. Otherwise, maybe I would have tried to do something like that. But I probably wouldn't have done that either way because I don't have the credentials, right? I'm not going to be like an AOC running with no background at all, just being a bartender and then thinking that I could actually legislate effectively. So I thought, okay, you know, I'm a man. I got a pair of cojones and I got a camera. So let me just go out and start filming things. And so it started confronting Antifa and going to George Floyd Square and going down to Skid Row and crack tents and whatnot. Then I actually saw you guys covering the border first down in McAllen. I made my first border trip just by myself, and then I went down to Eagles Pass where there was a caravan of like 20.
By the way, that was our plan, was to trigger other people to go do it.
It worked. I followed you guys, and I went down there, and then, you know, I swam across the river a little bit while later with that caravan of like 20,000 Haitians that came across in Eagles Pass. And it just continued to snowball off of that. You know, I met Michael Young, went down to the Darien Gap with him. And, you know, before you know it, I'm, you know, one of the country's border guys going down and following the whole mass migration trail. And the reason why I decided to follow this trail here and what we're going to talk about, and I don't want this to be about my whole experience as much as the intel that's so critical.
Yeah, but we want to know about you. We're all about people.
Gotcha.
We want to hear your personal view, too.
I got you. Well, I mean, well, you know, I've kind of given my personal view that we're being invaded, but what I will say is I'm just an American that decided to take action, okay? And if that can inspire anybody at home that's sitting on the sidelines not knowing what to do or, you know, you're looking for some motivation, I mean, let this be it. This is your message. You stand up and take action because you don't know how far it will take and you will affect change. So that's my summary.
All that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is the good men do nothing, Thomas Jefferson.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, I mean, you know, I think we should.
We keep acting like globalists have magical powers. Their magical power is we're sitting on our ass.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. If enough of us stand up and we reach critical mass, these people don't stand a chance.
All right. So you start going into the border, you start going down, and I've talked to Jan. He says you and your few guys are with her doing more than like half the other people. What are you witnessing? What are you seeing?
Yeah, and it, just so everybody's aware, it's not even me and a bunch of it's myself and my younger brother, Joshua Rubin. Couldn't do it without him, my best friend in the world. So if it wasn't for him, I probably would have been killed along this journey. So thank God for him. What am I witnessing? I'm witnessing a mass invasion of mostly military-age men that are coming up to our border, totally aided by the United Nations. I've come here today with receipts so that nobody can dispute anything that I'm saying.
The overhead shot while he talks about it.
Overhead shot all of this. I'd like to get into each and every one of these documents, but I mean, for example, I've come with numerous maps. I didn't just come with one. The only one that I've seen published by other outlets, for example, is this Red Cross map, and everybody's been all over this. Oh, my God, it's a Red Cross map, which this is probably the most intense one that's out there. But I brought a bunch of other ones because I want people to understand it's not just some one-off document, some one-off thing from the Red Cross that they're printing this. I mean, I have another one here. This is from Médicos Sin Fronteras, Doctors Without Borders. It's double-sided. This one here, this side, it shows basically how to go from Panama all the way to Mexico. And then the other side is an in-depth map of Mexico. And these are my quote-unquote migration routes.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Condoms and morning after pills and female condoms, and they just hand this stuff out. They want to give me the kit for whatever reason, but I was able to get this pamphlet. And the point is, you know, people are getting raped and brutalized.
Amnesty International, like a decade, said that 80+% of women coming across into Mexico are getting raped.
I believe it. I believe it. If that's the number they give, I believe it. And, I mean, you can see it right here. I mean, they're handing out as if anybody, as if any potential rapist is going to read this pamphlet. But, I mean, you can see it's so out in the open, and it's financed. You can see the American flag there, and it says there in fine print. I don't know if the comments can pick that up. Con el apoyo financiero de, and then American flag, with the financial support of the United States of America. So this is
turn that around. Show those slowly for viewers.
Yeah, right here.
Look at that.
Check that out.
United. Show the back.
Yep. From the OIM, also known as the IOM in English. And that's that. I mean, look at that. How to put on a condom. It's just so blatant in your face. I mean, if this doesn't piss you off that your tax dollars are going to this while we got people in the streets.
The U.S. government's telling him, Biden said, when I win, immediately starts the border. It's all finance. It's all there.
Correct. Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a whole planned invasion. So you start to see things like this. And one more thing from Ecuador that I will show the audience is this. This is from a group called R4V, Refugiados de Venezuela. This is another group that's just totally run by the United Nations. It's just a sub-agency, right? They just slap a different name on it. And this is basically, they call it a migration route map. And this is just, you know, displayed openly. They hand these little pamphlets out, these little maps like this that you could hold in your hand. But you go to a bus station terminal, for example, down there in Ecuador, and these quote-unquote migration route maps are just publicly displayed, like giant ones that you can snap pictures of. They're all over the place. And it's not just this. I saw ones like this, pictures of them that were of Peru. Like, they've carved up all of South America and just shown the routes, how to get all.
And then they offer free welfare, voting, all these goodies if you come. That's the real incentive, not just these blueprints. But they're saying, come here, everything's free.
Correct. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you talk to some of these people, and that's exactly what they're expecting. They're expecting to get to the United States. And
yeah, you talk to them, and they say, this is where I'm going. This is where I'm going.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I'm going to Houston, Texas. I'm going to Los Angeles. I'm going to Louisiana, whatever. I mean, they're going all over the place, right? And you also ask them, and we should play some of these clips. I sent them to the crew, of these people just straight up chanting for Biden. And you ask, I have more personal interviews that I'll put in the final documentary, of every person you ask. You go, well, you know, what do you think about Biden? Oh, we love Biden. Por el apoyo de migrantes, for his support of migrants, right? They all know who's running this, and they know you ask them about, okay, well, what about Trump? And I'm not trying to sit here and kiss Trump's boots or anything, but you ask them about Trump, and they all know. They're like, yeah, I probably wouldn't have done this if Trump was president. They know who's opened up the border. These people aren't stupid, right?
Well, that video is a bunch of them wearing Biden shirts.
Yeah? Yeah, I haven't even seen that. Yeah, this, I mean, that
was... You haven't seen the illegal aliens wearing Biden shirts?
No.
Pull it up. So you sent us a whole bunch of videos, Chinese staging hotel, caravan photos, caravan chanting. Oh, they put the train that you've ridden on. That's incredible. Women carrying incapacitated children that are drugs, the Darien Gap, angry group of military-aged Syrian men, truckloads of U.S. illegals, raided an illegal alien truck. He also got kidnapped. Those are the clips I was given.
Yep. I sent those all to the crew.
Yeah, so what's the clip you want to play?
Let me see that. I mean, play the military-aged Syrian men. Let's do that, because I want to explain that, and I want people to see the kind of people that are coming up here, because these are very serious dudes. Okay, those guys right there. So I'm going to explain this, and I'm not, listen, what I'm going to give you is all the information that I have, and I want the audience at home to come to their own conclusion, okay? So these men, you can see, they clearly don't want to be on camera. I filmed this right outside of the San Vicente refugee camp in Panama. This is right after we left the Darien Gap. And this is not the first time, though, that I encountered these men. I encountered these men.
Oh, they all got the same equipment.
They all got the
same. It's all issued by the same group. That's military.
Straight up. And so I encountered these men first, though, before we actually entered the gap, which I'd like to get to actually after this. We'll take a step back. But these men were at the same, basically, coastal village as me, this staging place before we actually march into the jungle. And these guys get off of a boat at, like, you know, some odd hour of the night, 4 or 5 in the morning. They get off, and they're all wearing crucifix necklaces. Kind of odd, right? That they would, every single one of them.
Posing as Christians. If you look, all the equipment's the same. The boots, all of it.
Yep. And they were sort of friendly to me at first. You know, they were suspicious. They were sort of friendly to me. And some of them actually had tattoos. And the tattoos were all the same. That read Jesus. They looked like fresh tattoos and fresh tattoos of, crucifixes on them, right? And so this is what I saw. They all get off this boat, and they find out that I'm American, and immediately these guys get instantly hostile. And then what's interesting?
Yeah, I mean, what, Hezbollah?
I mean, I'm not gonna. It is what it is. I'm giving you all the information that I have. But could it be? Absolutely. I mean, we know that, for example.
Yeah, but when something's that obvious, newly bought crucifix, all uniform, nobody wears uniform, the same boots. And then they got fresh Christian tattoos. Wow, you're in trouble.
Straight up. And so I didn't want to piss these men off, because if I was to piss these men off, it's just me and my brother.
Oh, I got it. Yeah. You're on the courage of doing this.
I'll get my throat slit. And so we didn't do that. So then we're entering the jungle, and we start marching through. And we enter the jungle with a large, very large group of people, mostly Chinese, about 60 to 70% Chinese. There was anywhere from 400 to 500 people in the group that we went in there with. Then there were...
So you had the staging area, and now you go into the jungle.
Now we go into the jungle. And it was our entire group, the particular route that we took. Actually, I have a map, which we're going to get into this. But what's interesting about these guys in particular, why I want to show that, is we all started in one caravan, and we went to the jungle, and I was talking to my brother. I was like, yeah, I hope we don't run into those Syrians, because we pissed them off, and I don't want to run into these guys when we're in there, because anything could happen. We never saw them. We never saw them again until this happened. And what's interesting, why am I saying this? Because when we got to this camp, in order for us to get to this camp, we popped down on Highway 1. We had to go from south to north to get to this camp, okay? These men, I saw a day later after we got here, they ended up coming from north to south. So what does that mean? It means these men, they started at the same places as they took an entirely different route. These people are actually taking different special interest alien routes through the Darien Gap, detached from actually the main caravan, which is pretty incredible. So what does that mean? I mean, it can mean any number of things. Extremely high coordination, and anything else. I mean, there could be a lot more sinister reasons for such a route, but So I wanted to show you guys that, and I wanted to show you the kind of men that are coming up for me. These are serious dudes, right? These guys aren't playing any games. They're all hiding their faces. We don't know who the hell they are, and they're probably all in the United States of America right now.
Yeah, they actually look military and look like veterans.
Yeah, coming to a city near you. It's actually quite horrifying. And now let's take a step back. So let's explain the route, because that's what I promised to the audience. I really want people to understand how this works. So I said that we were in Quito, then we went to Tolkien, then we crossed over, and one of the first things we saw when we crossed over, if the crew could pull up the video of the Chinese staging hotel, this is another one. We actually stayed at this place by accident. This is right across, if anybody wants to look up the Antonio Nariño Airport. This is in Pasto, Colombia. We stayed at this hotel here, okay, and like I said, by accident, we show up, and the whole place is just Chinese people. There were some families, mostly military-aged men. You know, the signs in this hotel are written in Chinese. I actually snapped pictures of the logbook going back weeks, which I didn't publish because I'm not Antifa and I'm not...
And I was given a copy of that.
You were given a... Okay, good. So you could verify what I'm saying. Going back weeks, it's just all Chinese people all headed to either the United States, is what they'll say, or they'll say they're headed to Mexico, which just means they're going to fly into Mexico and march up if they got the appropriate visa. But this is what's going on. I mean, these Chinese are so well-funded, they actually have their own, like, staging hubs. Well, they'll come and they'll meet, and then they'll continue onwards, either taking an airplane or they'll take a bus down to the next stop on the map. So I want the crew to show this because I want to show these groups. They'll try to deny that they're sending people through the Darien Gap. And I have here a map that I took a picture of. They wouldn't actually let me get a hold of the physical one like this, unfortunately, but the picture will do. This is legitimate.
Yeah, we're not on my stuff, guys. We're over here. Yeah, go ahead.
So I want people to see this. So this is a map that I took a picture of at a highest facility in Nacoccoli. That's this border coastal town right here, this red pinpoint. Basically, after this Chinese hotel, we went to Nacoccoli. And this is like this last town that you go to before you actually get to the gap. And I took a picture of this map. And you can see here from this map, these organizations, they try to deny that they're sending people to the jungle. If you look here, you can literally see boat routes. And that's where it's taking you to. It's either taking you to Acandí or Capargana. These are the two Colombian entry points, and this is basically the mouth of the gap, and then from here you end up marching inwards. But the point is, you could see, they are literally encouraging people and funneling them to the mouth of the gap and then having them go through. This is not the route that I took. This is for the poorer illegal aliens, most of the ones that are coming from South America, like Ecuadorians and Venezuelans and Colombians. They're going to take these routes. These routes are incredibly deadly. Had I taken these routes, my brother, I might have gotten killed, shot in the head, straight up. I mean, there's drug mules, all types of bad dudes that are running through here. Not to say that we didn't see them the route that we took, but the route that we took is used by special interest aliens. It's far, I say far safer. It's definitely safer, but I don't want to minimize the dangers. You could still drop dead of a disease in there. Nobody's coming to save you. You could still get attacked in there, straight up. So these are the two routes that the poor illegal aliens take. It takes around anywhere from 3 to 5 days, or what we're being told. Dead bodies everywhere. Everybody we talked to has encountered dead bodies, have told us about women and children that are being raped along the way, and robbed along the way.
Stay there. This is Mad Max World. That's why it's Mad Max World on TV. I mean, this is going down. The end of our country, tens of millions in Europe, tourism down 80% in France. They don't care. This is the takedown. This is the war. It's not missiles and bombs, folks. It's fentanyl and illegal aliens. And they're going to activate them. They all are given cell phones, and they'll do whatever they're told. Go burn this down. They do it. This is it. This is Red Dawn in slow motion. We'll be back with Anthony Rubin of Muckraker.com. Hour number 3 straight ahead.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.